This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Federal employees furloughed because of the shutdown will feel more impact today. It's the first time they'll miss a paycheck since Congress reached an impasse on keeping the government open. CPR's Washington, D.C. reporter Caitlin Kim is tracking the stalemate.
The Senate still has not passed a short-term funding resolution to reopen the government. It failed for the 12th time last night. Democrats want bipartisan talks around health care to reopen the government. Republicans say no. Democrats need to reopen government first before talks can happen.
CPR's Caitlin Kim. As the shutdown continues, the state is warning federal food aid, known as SNAP benefits, will not be available starting November 1st. A woman from Castle Rock has been convicted of voter fraud for trying to vote her late ex-husband's ballot. CPR's Benta Berkland.
The woman cast a legitimate ballot for herself in the 2022 election, but a jury found she also fraudulently filled out and returned a ballot for her son and for her ex-husband, who is deceased. The Douglas County District Attorney's Office said the woman could be sentenced to 3 years incarceration or get probation. Voter fraud cases in Colorado are rare, and the Douglas County clerk praised the verdict, saying it shows that the layers of security built into the state's election process are working. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Nearly 1,000 dog toys have been retrieved from a reservoir drained for repairs. The South Suburban Reservoir in Colorado Springs will be refilled next spring, but it will no longer be used for recreation. Colorado Springs Utilities manages the reservoir, which stores raw drinking water before it goes to treatment. The utility says off-leash dog swimming and other public uses have led to water quality issues like algae, E. coli, and microplastics from all those toys. A temperate Friday, just about wherever you are in Colorado. Some possible snow showers in some mountain communities, though. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.